Did your shit not come in, Nate? Oh, no, never mind. He's got the shirt on. All right.
I got the shirt on today. I thought,
Oh,
fuck,
good.
it's Mother's Day.
Did you just say, I thought, fuck, it's Mother's Day?
It's Mother's Day, so I wore the mo most appropriate shirt I could think of.
Well, happy Mother's Day for dads who are pulling double duty, okay?
Oh, dude, there was a follow-up post by the original poster, and he's like, oh, I was only trying to put up a positive post for the dads that are on their own today. Way to go, keyboard warriors. Way to ruin it. And it's like, fucking really, man?
Dude, people, look, I realized something today, and I'm serious. 90% of my want to be miserable comes from social media, man. It really does. So I'm thinking of just deleting everything. Like I'll keep, like I don't want to like ones I have to keep, right? Like for my artist friends on Instagram, like Doug and V Ken, like I want to see what they're doing. I need Facebook for stuff like the toy group and like Hot Toys and shit like that, man. But I started thinking about it today. I'm like, so much of my daily, like just fucking like aggression comes from shit that I'm forced to see other people. Oh, I'm an expert on Israel as of fucking 5 minutes ago. Like, I can't take these fucking people, man. Like, I just can't.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Like, I never had TikTok for a while. I never had that for the longest time until my wife
You
started
have
sending
one?
me like, oh, I have one
Rob's
now.
always sending the shit in the group chat from
But see,
TikTok.
I only like I mainly I just scroll through for like so I only really scroll through for like the dog videos because I fucking love dogs. So like when I see alligators fucking mauling people, oh, it's the best ever. I get like half a chub,
No,
you
no, no.
know.
See, like that stuff I would miss. Like cute videos that I send to Sarah, like dog things or whatever. But like, I wish there was a social media that did not allow you to post anything, just get fun shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see like 80% of even my friends, like, I don't want to see what they post. Like, I just don't.
Hey, sounds like something you need to make, man. Let's make it and market that shit.
Well, speaking of making shit, let's make some content. I'm your host, Nate Newman, and as always, I have the illustrious Judge Gonzo with me.
Your favorite foul-mouthed fucking chucklehead from the USA. Okay, will I get to yell?
Oh, you're gonna get to yell.
Well, then it's gonna be fun. Have you seen Tombstone?
No.
Hi! You don't even know you're my Huckleberry! You don't know what our show's gonna be about. We don't even fucking know what our show's gonna be about. Dude, I have one thing, and I know that one thing is gonna turn to 50 other fucking things.
G'day, g'day. Welcome to this episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business. We got Heavy Drop. We got the foul mouth chucklehead singing away. How we doing, fellas?
Does the bear shit in the woods?
Guys, happy Father's Day to fathers pulling double duty. No one fucking likes that. Stop. Who gives a shit? It's Mother's Day. It's a day for moms. Guess what, moms? It's your fucking day, man. Congratulations.
Your fucking
Shout out
day,
to
man.
fucking shout out to all the fucking moms doing it, man. And there's a lot of them. Like, God
Fuck yeah.
fucking
Oh, I mean,
love them, dude.
look right now. Me and my wife, we're watching our granddaughter because our daughter's working. She doesn't get off till 2, 3 in the morning. Come home. All that shit I sent you the picture of that
Yeah.
me and her have been baking with our granddaughter for her for Mother's Day. This
Yep.
is really the first Mother's
She,
Day that she's
dude,
actually gonna have.
your granddaughter is the fucking cutest thing. Dude, she was so cute. I just wanna fucking
Bro, we
palm
get
your
so many
face.
fucking compliments.
Yeah, she's adorable,
Yeah,
man.
man, she's so
So
cute. You want to
so
pick her
check
up
this
and throw
out.
her in a wood chipper, man.
I've been contemplating doing a
Played the
cosplay
wood
with her.
chipper. Are you really?
I'm gonna do the what was that Disney movie with like the Pacific Islanders?
Moana.
Yes,
That's awesome.
she's Moana. I'm gonna be the freaking big fucking
Maui.
tattooed.
Maui, yeah. That'd be awesome, dude.
What can I say except you're welcome?
And he's gonna
That
do the
fits
live version.
perfectly because
And
I'm that kind of asshole.
I actually stopped following The Rock, man. Like I can't do it.
I can't do it anymore either,
He
man.
took a picture shaking fucking Jake Paul's hand, talking about how he's such a warrior. I'm like, the dude who grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth making fucking dance videos at 16. That dude's a warrior. Dude, I was like, yo, you're all sellouts, dude. I just stopped following him. Like, I can't. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, how much did his camp pay you that you took fucking payoff money to take that fucking picture?
Yeah,
Because
I
that
mean,
dude is
there's
the
either money involved
antithesis.
or
Yeah.
the Rock's lost the plot.
I said, because that's the antithesis of everybody that The Rock talks about. right? Like earning it and fucking getting out there and blah, 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 and not being a
$7
bully.
every day.
Motherfucker, you are shaking hands with one of the biggest bullies and shit talkers. And like, what are you doing? Like him, dude. Like, dude, I was like, I
Well,
can't back that shit anymore, man.
that being said as well, like, don't get me wrong, the guy's a fucking fantastic businessman because he now owns I believe he owns a section or a division of WWE now.
Of course, well, of course.
And not only that, he's now back in the ring playing a heel role, so he's the final boss, almost
Yeah.
like the video game, like he's the last guy you've got to
Yeah.
get through, sort of thing.
Yeah,
And
but like,
like
I don't
he's
know.
and then you just got to spam the B button and you beat him.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, don't get me wrong. He's probably one of the most electrifying men in all of entertainment, regardless of whether it be
Yeah.
sports or movies or shit. But yeah, just I feel like there's been a move with him lately, whereas he's just gone off the rails, man.
Well, because the thing is that he's trying to please 100% of the people 100% of the time. And we know that doesn't work. A couple of years ago, he went on TV and he was talking about how the entire world should back Joe Biden. Like before the Trump election, he was like, everyone needs to back Joe Biden. That's the fucking da da da. And then, Rogan talked shit about him. So he ended up on Rogan's show and basically backpedaled.
Yeah, he said, no, there's no way I'll endorse him anymore. And like I saw something, I think it was on The View. It was either Whoopi or one of the fucking Barbara Walters or whoever the fuck it was. And they're going on about, oh, I've lost respect for him because he won't endorse Biden this year. Like, why would you endorse him 4 years ago and not endorse him this time? And somebody piped up and went, well, because you don't always have to endorse the same person. Your opinions can fucking change too.
I don't know, man. The guy's worth fucking $1 billion, dude. He's got the fucking the tequila. He's got like all the rest of this
He's
shit.
got Terramana, and then he's got a skincare company now.
I know.
Was it Patu Patu or something like that? I
Yeah.
think it's called. And then, like I say, he's got shares in WWE now. He owns the division of WWE. Plus, he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood
Now,
history.
there is a difference because he does work.
Oh, he works 100%. He doesn't
But
fucking
now
stop.
he's starting to get to like annoyance of like Kardashian level for me.
Yeah.
Like he just really is, man. Like, what the fuck do you know about skincare, dude? Like your face doesn't have to be on everything. Like what? Like why that? Because someone came up to you was like, hey, I'll give you, and I'm sure it was a Shark Tank thing. We're from fucking Hawaii. We know that you love that, so they play that angle. We're gonna make all the shit. We're gonna fucking produce it somewhere else. Be our fucking face guy. We'll give you 20%. Of course, he's gonna say yes, but he doesn't need to. Like, that's the thing that I don't get. The dude's what, almost 50, right? Like, you
He's older
gotta
than
be
that,
like,
surely.
just be fucking like, I don't know, man. Yeah, but when I saw that handshake, it was instant. I was like, nope, fuck out of here. That's fucking shit, dude. That's shit.
Yo, anyway, what are you guys doing for Mother's Day? Because I'm a day ahead of you. We've already started our shit for the day. What do you guys got planned for tomorrow?
Yeah, Robbie,
Oh
go
shit.
first.
Okay, fine. I'll go first, man. Because we already know what Judge is doing. He's playing Mr. Nurse, so
Yeah, that's true.
but now I mean I've had kind of a few setbacks. Like I've wanted to do some stuff for Crystal, but we had some stuff that decided the economy wanted to kind of screw us over money-wise,
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
with inflation and everything going up, because how my mortgage goes up by almost $600, I don't understand.
Yeah, thanks to
But
Bidenomics.
whatever it may be, we ain't gonna get into the politics of it. Taxation is theft.
Tax this dick.
Exactly. Benjamin Franklin said it best. Tax this dick. No, but I was originally like, all right, let's go to the beach, or let's go to Myrtle Beach, go to a resort for maybe just the night, whatever. But then the money was just the money thing. It's like, all right, nah, we don't want to spend that money there. And I was like, all right, well, let's do this. And then it's like, well, shit, we haven't been to the Biltmore. We were going to go out to the Biltmore out in Nashville. For me, my wife, my son, my daughter, and our granddaughter, damn near almost $500 to go tour the Biltmore. Yeah, no, nah, I'm okay. I'll go buy a gun with that money. Never mind.
Actually, speaking of touring fucking cool things, Jenny just was out in Colorado. She went to go check out the Overlook. It's not the, well, I mean, you guys, it's not called the Overlook, but the architecture on the first floor, they never changed. The rug is still the shining rug. There's still like a do not enter sign outside of 1602. I'm sorry, I just had to get, because I'm going to forget it and shit like that. But as soon as you said touring, because one of the things that she said was her and her boyfriend went make plans to go eat. And when they saw what they got versus how much money it cost, they're charging shining money. Like just to go eat there, they're like, no, we're just gonna fucking go and check the place out. Apparently, it was like offensive how expensive it was.
Yeah, so like tonight we kind of did dinner. We did the dinner Crystal wanted tomorrow tonight, which she wanted like kind of like a spin on breakfast for dinner, but she wanted
Nice.
ribeyes and eggs, you
Oh,
know. So
nice.
I
Steak and
filled
eggs.
up the
Fuck yeah.
ribeyes,
Yeah, dude.
made the home fries nice and crispy, fried eggs on top of this on the ribeye, you know. Everything was, you know, it came out great. But yeah, I don't know if we're gonna do, you know, we might just stay around the house and have a lazy day. I don't know, which I mean, I got the pool up for them, so there's always that. And I'll just, you know, put on a sexy waiter outfit and be just serving her, you know, cocktails poolside.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Like that's kind of like what our day's been like so far anyway. Like we went out to a local cafe. They did like a Mother's Day bu breakfast buffet. So we the whole family, like the in-laws and us, we all went out for breakfast. And fuck, man, it was good. The only thing I was missing was the beans, eh? If they had beans, it would have been a perfect fucking breakfast.
At brunch? Beans?
Beans
The baked beans, fuck yeah, it's part of a full English
for
breakfast.
brunch? For brunch?
You have your sausages, your bacon, your eggs, your hash browns, your mushrooms, and your fucking baked beans on
No, the
toast.
fuck you don't.
Yes, you
On
fucking
toast?
do.
Whoa, hold up. On
Wait, did you just say
toast?
on
Toast?
beans on toast? Fucking oath.
Look, man, we have biscuits and gravy.
But you don't even have gravy, you have white sauce.
That's country gravy.
That's country gravy. Like we have regular
Gravy is
gravy and we have
brown.
regular sauce and shit.
But no, so if it had beans, it would have been fucking perfect. But
No, you know what? You're better without.
no,
No,
yeah,
you know
you're
what?
better
I
off
don't give a.
without the beans
You
because
know
you'd be
what? Stay
tooting
the
it
fucking
up.
America because you're both fucking wrong and you don't know what you're missing out on, all right? So, yeah, we
No,
did
I've
that.
had beans before. I know what I'm missing out on. I have those with dinner,
No,
not
you're
with
having
fucking
for
toast.
fucking breakfast, man. I've got fucking Matt in the chat here saying it's an Aussie thing. You gotta have beans on toast.
Gotta be an Aussie thing. You guys do weird shit down under.
No, look, man, if I came out there, I'd be eating fucking beans on toast and shit like that. But that's just like a weird, like, dude, I don't want to have bean, like, the consistency of fucking beans on, like, bread. That's fucking
And then it
gross,
gets
dude. It's like,
soggy.
that's what I'm saying. It's like eating chunks.
Fucking amazing, man. It's so good. The other thing is, tinned spaghetti on toast is a fucking banger too.
What the
Sometimes
fuck
you'll
is
have
tinned
tin.
spaghetti?
Tin. It's tin.
Wait, tin spaghetti? Is that like the tinsel you put on Christmas trees?
No. Tin, like spaghetti in a tin. Fucking tinned spaghetti. It's fucking.
No. As an Italian, don't ever say the fucking spaghetti comes out of a tin ever again in your fucking life.
That's like going to Hawaii and eating spam. And I mean, now
Spaghetti in a
granted, I've
fucking
done it. Like
tin.
spam is a traditional Hawaiian plate. Now you can get it at fucking McDonald's in Hawaii.
Is it really?
Oh God, yes. You get spam and eggs.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
because it's back in like when they went through that famine, they the military gave them the sea ration ham, which is basically
Yeah.
spam. But hey, real quick, I got a special person for y'all.
Sweet Pea, where's she at? I can hear.
Hi.
What's up, kiddo?
Hey, so are you ready? You ready for Mother's Day tomorrow?
Yeah.
What did you make? Did you
Made
do
us.
painting?
Yeah.
We made a
A
sign.
paint.
You did
Lots of
painting?
paint. Beautiful.
Can I have a painting?
Say goodnight. Say
Good
goodnight. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Say shake and bake.
Baby.
Shake and bake.
Baby. Baby.
Okay,
Um,
done.
now wait. You know the Father's Day is coming, which means we're gonna do yet another, our third annual best Father's Day gift list. You know it's fucking coming, dude.
It's
I'm
coming,
so
dude.
excited, man. I'm so fucking excited. I
All right,
can't wait.
I gotta start thinking of that one, man, because I gotta start thinking of some best Father's Day gifts.
Dude,
Are Claymores on there?
the
No, but
lists we found.
the merce is there.
Look, I don't mind the merce because I can actually fit deck cord and
No,
C4
no,
in the
no.
merce.
No. We talked about how awesome of a get. Like, look, man, women got it. Purses are the best. You put everything in that motherfucker. I don't want a bunch of shit in my pockets.
They got homeless people living in their purses. You sitting there.
Awesome.
She's like, hey, go in my purse and get the pen. You find everything else but the pen.
That's right. Everything's right there. My mom is going to my brother's girlfriend's house because they're going to be getting married soon. Very quick, Vegas. That's pure my brother. We went out to go visit him and his fiance. She's fucking amazing. She's on a show on HGTV, I think. It's her show. It's like a house renovation one, but not like a typical one where they're like, we're going to make your fucking house a whole bunch of money and then fuck off. Like, they do like really cool renos. I forgot what the name is, but I'll put it up. It comes out the 15th, I think. But I'm excited. She's fucking excited. So we went out there. We played bocce ball and shit. First time that I'd like, you know, I'm freakishly good at fucking bocce ball, but it's probably because I'm Italian from North Jersey.
Yeah, I learned it from grandpa, right?
Yeah, dude. So that was cool. So my mom's going over there. So I'm here with her. I still have a cough just from sinus shit. She's down with COVID again. I think this is four times for her. Her dad got it from Pittsburgh, so they're all fucked up. I tested negative. The kid's fine. So she's in her room. We watched the Blackwell Ghost 8, and I put on my iPad and faced it at the TV.
Yeah, I saw
so
that,
she can
man.
Watch it. And then I just cranked it in the other room so she can hear it. So she's going to be down for tomorrow. And then she can't go back to school, I think, until her fever goes down to a normal level. So she's probably going to be out for like 2 days. So I'll be maxing and relaxing out here on the fucking couch. And besides, dude, she needs someone on fucking deck. Like, I don't want her getting up and getting fucking water when she doesn't have to. I don't want her getting up and getting snacks. I could do that shit.
But it's like you said, when you, because I put it up in last week's Best Bits episode, your story about when you had COVID and all that shit going through rehab. Like, you know full well, you take two steps and like all your energy just gets sucked from your soul.
Yeah, hey, on that one, man, because I just listened to that one. And that was the first time I heard that shit. And brother, I'm sorry you had to go through all that. I'm fucking proud of you.
Oh, thanks, man.
I am fucking proud of you because you're crushing it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Actually, it was weird. Like, when that came up, I was like, oh, shit. Like, that was years ago.
Yeah.
And it was
yeah.
cool just to listen back to it and shit. Because, it never feels like it was 4 years ago, man. Like, I was like, that's crazy. I remember watching someone that they brought in from the outside to speak. And I'm like, dude, one day that's going to be me. And, like, I've done it, like, five times since. It's fucking weird, man.
I mean, I've worked the detox dorms several times. I've had to deal with people going through DTs and stuff, man. And it ain't pretty.
No,
it ain't pretty. And you know, you put yourself through that. You made the choice. It wasn't other people or a court order saying, hey, you got to do this or you're going to jail. Now you said, you know what? I got to do it.
Yeah. And I made
that. That's what's awesome right there. That's what's awesome right there because you,
thanks, man.
You took that accountability. You said, you know what? Because, like I said, dude, not 9 out of 10 that I meet, they ain't taking it. It's everyone else's problem.
Yeah.
When we hit them with the Narcan and wake them up when their lips were blue and they were fucking purple, they were like, hey, I was just napping. Yeah, dude, you were about to take that forever nap.
Yeah.
And they're all mad that we took their high.
The excuses run wild. Like, I remember, some, I'm not even going to say if it was a guy or a girl. They reached out to me and they're saying that they have a drinking problem. So I'm trying to give them advice or information. And they're like, you know, my so-and-so is real supportive because they have a live-in person and they don't, and they drink, but they promised that it would be okay. I'm like, all right, well, there's fucking strike number one. I said, all right, well, you're going to go to meetings. Yeah. But you know, he and my aunt are going to come with me for a support. It's a fucking strike number two. I was like, so I'm trying to give them advice. And then I saw the alcoholics start to turn in them where they know better than me about what they need. So I was like, you know what? I wish you nothing but the fucking best, but you're not ready. Like that I did say. I was like, you haven't surrendered yet, man. Like, you're not fucking ready because you still think you have the answers to everything. The first thing that my sponsor told me, he said, open up the big book. I want you to take some notes on the inside cover. I said, okay. He's like, I want you to write down the first three things that you know about alcoholism. He's like, I'm going to give you the list. I said, okay. He's like, all right, but the number one, fucking nothing. So I put that down. He's like, number two, nothing. And he made me write it three times. He's like, you always think you have the answers. You don't. the reason why you're stuck in a situation right now is because you thought you had the answers and you didn't. So it's not just surrendering to not drinking, but it's surrendering thinking that you fucking have all the answers when you don't. And that was humbling, like right from the get go. Yeah.
Cause I kind of went through the same, you know, I didn't go to rehab or anything. That's why I got nothing but love for you for doing it, man. Cause you know, being young and in the army, man, it was, I mean, shit,
that would be tough, man.
Drunk. Yeah. Nah, it was like I was in college. It was like being in a frat, you know, because, you know, all the times you and I went to party at Rutgers and shit like that.
Growing up. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, and shit like that. It was like that times 10. You would get done with work at like 4 PM. You wouldn't even be out of uniform. You'd be in like your boots unbloused, your top opened up, yeah. And you'd already be on your 6th beer by like 5:00.
Yeah.
And that would be every day. The weekends were just straight up, you drank till you blacked out. And then when you woke up, you continued drinking. Yeah. And it got bad that for a while. And then I would deploy and be, you know, sober for a year.
And level out. And yeah. Yeah.
Level out. And, you know, but it wasn't until about my third deployment. Crystal and I were together. We had been married about a year. I was leaving the house at 9:00 at night, not coming home till about 4 AM, piss ass drunk, pass out in the shower.
Yeah.
Wake up at 6, go to PT, come home, slam a shot or two, and go to work.
Yeah. Hair of the dog.
I was at that functional alcoholic level. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm surprised she stuck through it. I'm surprised she stuck around.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's tough to ask for anyway.
You know, it wasn't until she finally did threaten me with divorce that I was just kind of like, you know, luckily I was on a deployment, so I had already, you know, cleaned out and everything. That now that I've come back, I mean, yeah, I'll drink. I'll have, you know, like, this is like honestly probably the first one I've had in 2 weeks. You know, I might have one here, have one there, maybe one mowing the lawn or while I'm cooking, or if we go out to dinner, I'll have one or two.
Yeah. But dude, I'm telling you,
don't drink to get drunk anymore.
Any mate that stood around, whether it be guy or girl, that's fucking crazy. You guys were married. I was only dating her for 3 months and she fucking stuck around. And I was like, you see something in me that I fucking don't. I was like, I don't even see it. I was like, I was drinking to die. Like, you were awesome. The kid was awesome. But I was like, everyone would be better without me. And then I'm listening back to that episode. I'm still thinking about, I'm like, dude, I can't even believe some of the shit that I did that I thought was okay. Like, oh, I'm going to put a bunch of vodka in a shaker cup, get up at 3, go to the gym. I don't feel like lifting. I'm just going to set an alarm for 6.
Dude, I was putting vodka in my Camelback.
Yeah.
Like the water, the hydration system that I would wear on my back when we'd be out road marching and shit. I'd have fucking like vodka and Gatorade in it.
Yeah. Best thing, you know, fucking electrolytes, man. Get you lit up quicker.
Yeah, I'm getting electrolyted and hydrated like a motherfucker, but I'm getting drunk as shit. You know, man. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, but we're all fucking still here. That's pretty awesome.
That's it, man.
We're obviously like, doing something right.
When I was listening back to that clip from the very first episode as well, Judge, like, I don't know, every time I listen to it, I feel like a shitbag myself, right?
Why?
Because I'm super fucking proud of you, but you've done something I don't seem to be able to do. I've been on and off the wagon so many fucking times.
Yeah, but you're also not hiding from your kid going through like 2 cases in the fucking garage. That's an improvement. Like, you told me that you used to hate it so much, you used to like hide from your kid, like he'd want to do something. You're like, oh yeah, in a little bit, and you would just drink some more.
And I got to a point because I wasn't spending time with the family, so now I just sit out on the back patio. I'm not fucking like, but at least now I'm accessible. That's the way I see it.
That's what I'm saying.
But
man,
again,
so that's an improvement.
Like you say, you find a way as an alcoholic. You find a way to fucking make it okay. And in my head, it was like, well, at least now I'm accessible. If Eli needs to speak to me, he can. But either way, I'm still sitting outside by myself drinking beer. You know?
Answer this question. If he came to you and said, hey, I need your help with something, what would you do? Would you say, hey, let me finish this beer? Or would you just get up and go do it?
Oh, usually it's let me finish this cigarette and then I'll come in and help you. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't smoke in your house though. That's different.
But would I say? Let me finish this beer.
No, the beer travels with me.
Then there you go. Then it's fine. At least you're not, because back in the day, you're like, oh yeah, go. I'll meet you in there, and you didn't have plans to go back in. Like, oh, now yeah, you're taking it with you. I'm telling you, I know what you tried to do initially, which was just fucking quit. But the improvements and the realism that, like, you are now, but you're not even an alcoholic. You're just a functional drinker. Like, an alcoholic is like, you flip a fucking switch, you're yelling at her, you're yelling at him, and you know you're doing it. You're like, oh, I'm going to pay for this in the morning. You don't have, like, those walking regrets and shit like that. You've just now made drinking a part of
your,
like,
and you're not a functional alcoholic either. You're not sitting there drinking in order to be able to drive to work,
yeah,
to be able to do work, to be a, I mean, I was at that point where I was literally, I would have a shot or two before I even went to PT just to freaking chase the hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like for me, one thing I've always done, and Christine's been really good at enforcing it as well, because I have slipped up once or twice, is that, like, when I was a kid, my old man would say, hey, go get me a beer from the fridge. I've never had Eli get a beer from the fridge for me, you know. Okay. There's been a couple of times I've been mowing the lawn, I'm sweating my guts out and covered in lawn clippings, and I'm like, hey, can you grab me a beer? And I've heard Christine yell out through the window, nope, not happening.
No, that's right. Yeah, well, then
fair point.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, you're doing great. Like, I look at it when I grew up, like, all right, the first time my parents ever had to come pick me up drunk was when I got trashed in Alpha at a concert. And I was 16, and they had to come pick me up. And then ever since then, my parents would actually buy me alcohol. You know, it wasn't like they were like, oh, don't do it. No, they were just like, look, if you're going to do it,
I'd rather be safe
about it. And that's why, hey, Judge, when you were down in the DR, what was the age for drinking down there?
Dude, I don't even know. I'm sure.
I know you don't, but I think locals
outside of the resort, it's whatever the drinking age is there. But at the resort, I think it reverts back to like the 21, because I didn't see anybody younger. Like, because I know the drinking age in like England is what, like 16 or whatever. So imagine
Mexico is when you can reach over the bar top.
That's what I'm saying. So I think outside of the resort, because it's a business, I'm pretty sure they just do 21 and over just to stop a lot of the bullshit, to be honest with you. Because I didn't see anybody younger than that walking around.
Because we're planning a trip here for probably about a year or so out. And my son will be just about getting ready to hit 18. I know some of the places we've looked at going.
Are you going to DR? Because you know he got a thing for Latinas, right? I was going to say, come
on.
Hold up.
No. Because I got a Latina story for you that happened today.
Do it today. Up. I'm waiting. Yeah,
all right. So check it out. We went to this morning. Now, mind you, I worked all Friday night. So I get home at like 8 o'clock. We got to be at a birthday party at 9 a.m. So I'm like running on no sleep at all today. Like none. Maybe what I got in the car on the way there while Crystal was driving. So this is for one of Crystal's best friends, her daughter, who's kind of like my niece. They grew up in the military with us, everything. So, I mean, I've always been Uncle Rob. So we're at this roller rink. And when I say it's a roller rink, bro, like 90s roller rink.
Oh, that's fuck yeah. Incredible. Just go light.
That's like, incredible.
You know, the days when we could skate backwards roller rink. We tried doing that now. We're fucked.
Dude, that's amazing. I love places like
so
that.
So all of a sudden, my Crystal goes, she goes, hey, where's our son? And I'm looking around, and my son's got this like hairstyle now that he looks like a fucking alpaca. Like, it's just fucking fluff.
It's out like, there, right? Yeah.
Fucking fluff.
Yeah.
And I look and I see him clear across the roller rink in a fucking corner of the roller rink with a girl.
Yeah. All right.
Get it, boy.
And they're talking. And next thing I know, I see the phones come out.
Yeah. Let me Snapchat.
So he comes. So he comes, like, you know, skating back over because he's skating,
confident as shit.
And because we're all getting ready to sing happy birthday, and I just straight go like this. I go like, he comes up and he looks at me, and I go, "Come on, man, high five."
Yeah.
And he's like, I go, "I saw you getting the number." He goes,
"Fuck yeah, dude.
She's a Latina."
Yo, do you want to know? Like, look, all right, everyone who's listening, if you want to see just how superior just that whole background is, do yourself a favor. You will thank me. Go to your Instagram, look up Leticia Carlotto. That's the only, you can then delete everyone else that you follow because she is made out of like, dude, it's incredible. It's fucking incredible. Her and Bella Arujos or whatever. But that Leticia Carlotto girl, I'm like, what combination of magic created what you fucking got going on? And I understand there's probably a little plastic in there too, but it's incredible. It's incredible. Just looking at that, you go, yeah, you know what? No other background even comes close. Look, Nate's about to say it because I don't think I've ever sent it to her before. But like, you look at that and go, I don't care where you're from. Like that, yeah. Do you see that?
Look at his face. Look at his face.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, it's like he watched Die Hard all the way through.
Look, everybody's always talking about, oh, Kim's ass, Kim's ass. Dude, that girl can turn around and I can put like a 5-year-old on their back and just go to sleep. She is fucking with like the white hair combo. Fucking nuts. Oh, so I have. So to put the brakes on real quick, because I'll talk about fucking Brazilians, especially for like ever. I moved out of one storage space into another. Now I'm setting this up for you guys. You are allowed to then continue in how we talked, because we already talked about the situation that might come out of it. So I'm just going to tell you a story, and you can talk about the story however you'd like afterwards. I went to go move from a storage space. From a big unit to a smaller unit. We moved everything in the garage here. And then I'm selling off the detox, the little like IKEA
Yeah.
detox that they don't make anymore. So I doubled the price and people are gobbling them up because they're great for collectors. Because afterwards, when we move into the new space, I get to measure. There's a place called Maju Spaces. You tell them in your collection, in your collection what you have. Oh, I got the 1/6 tumbler. I got an Ecto one. I got this. I got that. This is how much space I have. And this is what I need. They create you your custom thing. They build it, they break it apart, they send it to you, and it's custom fit for the area that you fucking gave them the dimensions for.
Yep.
It is
That's fucking
pre-lit, it
awesome.
is dust proof. So I'm like, well, if I move out, I'm not bringing them. So I'm going to sell them so they can get a good home. So I go up, it's 9:15. The place closes at 10. And I already had one weird situation where when I went in, this kid, probably 18, 19, with a hood on, came in after me, and I didn't like that because there's a girl who I call the seamstress who is up on the second floor. She set up like a little work area. I don't know, high and by at best. She's very nice. Hey, what's up? Hey, that's it, right? I'm fucking back and forth. So at 9:15, I go in. Her thing is half open. I don't bother. I just fucking go, and I'm moving back and forth because I'm moving from the big space to the little space. So I'm there for like 2 hours. She finally pops the thing open. Hey, how you doing? Hey, man, how are you? That's it, right? We're going back and forth. And guys, guess what? At 10 o'clock, we both left.
Yep.
Nothing happened. No one attacked anybody. No one got weird. No one accused any of rape. Nobody got worried about fuck. It was almost like if two functional fucking human beings with stuff to do did what they had to do,
Does that
they
still fucking
fucking
happen?
left. Isn't that weird? Isn't that fuck? Dude, I swear to
Because
God.
I thought we were all fucking predators, man. I thought we were all fucking
Look, look,
dangerous.
look. Guys, I don't know if it was like the will of God, but somehow I repressed apparently this natural rape urge that every fucking guy has to just let her live her life. I know it's weird, but for some reason I was like, huh, I'm just gonna say hi and fucking keep it moving. Guys, it was the weirdest thing.
Is it because you're an otter?
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
I think it's because you're an otter.
And then real quick to take it back, because I know she has a white car, because it's always her, and she's fucking great. She had her kid there the other day. When the guy slipped in, she was still there, and I was about to leave. So when I came down to the first floor, he was coming out of the first floor, but guys, he didn't scan anything to get in. So this is just a dude walking around. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? He starts to walk away. I call the cops because I know the seamstress is on too. I don't want this dude coming back. So I stayed there. I was like, I don't want him. Come back. She's alone. Her shit is half open. She thinks she's safe. This guy's walking around like I'm worried for her.
Oh, this is the guy that tailgated you in?
Yeah. and he was on foot. So I didn't like the look just because you got no business being there anyway. You don't have a thing. You just walk through the gate. You don't have a key for anything. You shouldn't be there. It's trespassing. So then I started thinking about this chick up on two. I'm like, no, I'm calling the cops. Fucking immediately showed up. Where'd the guy go? Went over there. I set fucking cars over. He's like, I'm like, listen, I'm sorry for calling out here. You guys couldn't find him, but the motherfucker was supposed to be in here. And the cop was like, listen, you did the right thing, especially if there's a woman up there. If you would have left, we don't know what this guy could have did. I said, that's true, because that is always a possibility, but it's also a possibility that I can go in there and move my shit from one place to the other and nothing happens. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's almost like that's what's supposed to fucking happen. I just felt like sharing that with you.
No. And I thank you for sharing it because, you know, this thing has been just, it's been like you saying, you want to get rid of social media. You know, this is probably one of the reasons why I want to get rid of social media is because what's been going on.
Okay. Pause first. Cause I think the best way to tell it is to tell about the trap that was set by the guy who came up with the scenario.
I was getting to that. I was. Now, all
right, go for it.
I really started digging into it because I got asked that question by mine. And in my mind, you know, she goes, well, I'm out in the woods alone. What do you want me to run into? And I'm thinking, well, fuck, if you're out in the woods alone, you're carrying a gun because that's what we do.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's what we do. I would rather you run into a man, one, two bullets. Hey, you're done.
Yeah.
A fucking bear. I don't know if you're carrying enough ammo on you to stop that fucking bear.
Also, there is a chance that the guy who's hiking, a chance, he's going to walk right by you and go, hey, what's up? You go, hey, how you doing? Interaction
and
over.
Then he just keeps walking.
My friend, Jessie, her sister lived out in Montana. She went for a hike, saw a grizzly bear, tried to freeze, and the grizzly bear fucking opened her up like a tin can and left her for dead.
There was just that lady just recently that was mauled by one. I mean, survived, but she was mauled. But so anyway, you know, because of that, I started digging more and more into it. And then I noticed, hey, look, there's a group of women that are taking this question and making it all about one demographic, saying, hey, we would rather choose this because we don't trust any man. And I'm sitting there looking at that, I go, well, fuck, we're now back in 1940 fucking Germany. Because that's what Hitler did when he posed the questions about the Jews and the gays to the German people. It was not as, would you rather have a Jew or a bear? No, it was, hey, you know, the economy sucks and it's either A, because of your fellow German or because of the Jew. Which do you choose? Things like that. And that, you know, the jobs, you know, are all Jewish people are taking all the jobs. So who would you rather have, a German? Or, you know, who would you rather when you walked into the store? So, yeah, so he was doing all that. Now, that's the same question that's kind of being posed now, just in a cute bear versus man thing. And,
right.
I mean, now when we say bear, we're not thinking of freaking drop bears there in freaking Australia or little cute red fucking pandas from China and shit.
Fucking 8-foot grizzlies. You
know, what we're thinking pounds. Of. Freaking grizzlies, Kodiaks, freaking polar bears. Polar bear will fucking stalk you for hundreds of fucking miles, just follow you and then eat you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's happened because it's happened in Alaska. It's happened in freaking other places with the polar bears.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we, you know, us being guys, we logically, we think of, oh, it's a bear. It's going to maul you. We're not thinking of, oh, it's a little freaking teddy bear. No, it's a fucking forest tank. Okay.
So Nate found out that the question was an
was actually posed by a guy,
created by a guy, because he wanted mm-hmm. to see and predicted accurately that when given into a mob's hands, I'm not talking about man, women, when you give something like that to mob mentality, they would do exactly what he said that they would do.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. then when they did, all of a sudden, the backpedaling started. Well, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is the conversation should be had. Yes, it should. Yes, it absolutely should.
Well, it wasn't. I wouldn't say it was the backpedaling. It was the doubling down. I wouldn't even say they backpedaled. Like maybe a few backpedaled. maybe if you stepped back and said, oh, okay, yeah, you know, hey, it's a funny question. Like the whole, if I was a worm, would you still love me? Freaking question that went around TikTok for a while too. But there were the ones, just like with the Me Too movement, they doubled down. Like, well, I'll use Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. When Amber Heard came out saying Johnny Depp was abusing her and all this and all that and da-da-da-da-da, the Me Too movement hopped on and canceled fucking Johnny Depp. And he, you know, and then it came, the truth actually came out. She was the shitty person. I mean, granted, they were both kind of toxic, but
literally,
you know, but all of a sudden, but they never backpedaled on it. They doubled down and said, well, if you can't support her in her freedom to say someone did something to her, then you're a problem. So basically what you're saying is a woman can go around saying, oh, he looked at me funny. You know, I'm going to go shit the bed now and blame it on him. And I'm not accountable.
Well, look, if there's guys in the chat now, answer. If you were given an opportunity to either be in a gym with a bear or even remotely blink into the area that a fucking girl is working out, which one would you rather do? Because you know what? I'm picking a fucking bear. Because
well, there you go. See
the, because you see the videos all the time. A guy literally, he's put weights on, just looks to the left, and then the girl pauses it. I can't believe I can't work out without someone staring at me. No one was fucking looking at you. It's a gym.
After I look at her, though, will Joey Swole go ahead and come to my defense? Because I'm just trying to put things on there. Because, I mean, if I get a chance to meet him, I will look at them all day long. I'll become the weirdest creep in the fucking gym if I get to meet him.
But he does it right. He gets guys, too, when guys are posing in front of mirrors and someone just walks by. And he, because he's fair. Nothing about that question was realistic or fair. It was, I'm going to give you the hyperbolic satirical answer to show that a dialogue should be open about how women don't feel safe. Guess what? That dialogue didn't need to be open. We know that there's fucking psycho dudes out there. But we also know that if you put everybody into one category, everybody of one race, everyone of one gender, everyone, if you do that, you now have a bigger problem on your fucking hands. Mm-hmm.
Because you make it easier to create a bias against them to where you don't see them as individuals anymore. You see them as a problem that you can use violence against to get rid of.
Now, you can't, but even the scenario is, it's like when someone says, who wins, Superman or Goku? I instantly go, well, in what year? Who was the writer? Because you have to figure this. If you're like, well, what if the woman's abused? But okay, but now it's a different scenario.
Yeah.
So you can't make it in the woods. Because if a woman was abused and she's afraid to go out and she sees a guy in the fucking woods, what the fuck was she doing in the woods at first? But like,
yeah.
It can't go out into the woods. I mean, just like, you can't have that scenario. If you had the scenario of a girl is about to leave a club and she's drunk, and if she can get a ride from a woman or a guy, of course she's going to pick the woman.
Absolutely.
I would want her to pick the woman. If I asked her, look, if you don't want to come home with me, I get it. Like, you don't know me from a hole in the wall. If you want to go home with that girl, I'll pull her and you can get her, because the scenario is fucking stupid.
Yes.
If it was a realistic scenario, I would have no problem with it. But it was a dumb fucking scenario that people dug
their
heels
in. And I think one of it comes back to, because like you were saying, is they go on and go, well, you know, like they're like all the comments. Well, the bear, or, you know, no one asked me what I was wearing when the bear attacked me.
Okay. Well, look, when I first heard this scenario, I thought it was literally like, would you pick a bear or a man? Right. Well, when I found out that it was, would you prefer a man or a bear in the woods? I was like, okay, this is a different scenario. So firstly, my thoughts on this, right, is that if I was in the woods, I'd prefer the bear. Obviously, I don't want to encounter a bear, but a bear is meant to be there, right? Secondly, if there's a dude in the woods, sure, he could be a hiker, but he could have also just been burying a body. You don't fucking know. But again,
I come back to the numbers on this one, though.
Yeah, but the comparison of the gym and the women is the woods.
The guys in the chat have
all said, I'll take the bear in the gym. Even Andre said, I'll take the bear because the girls are scary.
Absolutely. Especially in the gym, because look, stretch however you want. dress however you want. I don't care. But if someone's walking by and goes like this, because you're at a gym and you normally, you look around the fucking gym like, oh, like I have to use that machine next. If I'm looking over there and you're over there fucking stretching and you got your fucking head between your legs, of course you're going to think I'm looking at you because you've already put it in your head that someone's going to look. I'm looking over there because you're standing in front of the fucking bench that I need. And I want to know if you're done yet.
You're standing there with a ring light and a phone and all that stuff. And I'm sitting here going, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And I'm too afraid to ask you because I've seen fucking videos before. If I go over, oh, you know, I have a boyfriend. I don't fucking care, man. I want to know if you're using the thing. Then the phone comes out. Then this comes out. Then that come out. I'm going to act like you don't even fucking exist. Which is ridiculous, because if you do a dope lift, I've said that to chicks. Like, you know, if a chick pulls big, I'm like, yo, that was a lift. But that's the difference between a woman who's there to lift and is someone who's there to pose.
And I've been saying a lot of this, and now a lot of it's all about, you know, the equality, and everyone wants the equality. But if you looked at it, the one group wants the equality, but at their standard.
Yeah, but
they want it. They want it. They want it to pick on their terms. They want to pick and choose how. And I'm going to go back to 2010 with this one when I was going through a leadership school. In this leadership school, it's co-ed. All right. But everyone has to perform pretty much at the same level, you know, because we're all trying to be leaders in combat organizations. So we have females. We had one with us that was constantly trying to pass off her heavy gear to all the men in the group because she did not want to carry it when it was her turn to carry it.
Right.
One day we had a road march coming up. I was in charge of leading the team. She was assigned as my machine gunner, which means she's got to carry the machine gun. She goes, I'm not carrying it. I said, no, you have to carry it. That's your assigned thing. That, you know, she's like, well, I'm not carrying it. It's too heavy. And I looked at her and I said, look, you have to carry it. We have to do it.
It's what
it
you're has here to
be
for,
done
yeah.
this way. And then sure enough, you know, she fell out. She handed it off. She handed off her rucksack too, you know, to another guy in the squad. And then was walking with nothing on her back while we're all carrying our own weight plus our weapons, all that stuff. And we get back and I wrote the worst peer eval for her. Like, I mean, I just straight up, she's worthless. She's weak. I would not serve in a firefight with her.
Yeah.
I do not want her on my team, things like that. The cadre member for our team came up to me later that night and she goes, you're going to rewrite your peer eval for her. And I was like, excuse me, why? And she goes, no, you're going to rewrite your peer eval because if that peer eval gets submitted, she's coming off the commandant's list. And I go, okay, she shouldn't be on the commandant's list. She fell out of the road march. She did not make the time. And this instructor goes, well, you can't hold her at the same level you hold yourself, or you can't hold her at the same level you hold the other infantryman. I go, she's trying to be an infantryman. I'm going to hold her at the same level as any other infantryman. I was like, I didn't care if she's a man or a woman. If she can't do it, I'm writing that peer eval on her. And you're going to write it. I'm giving you direct order. I said, no. And you know what it is? You want equality, but you want it at your standard. She does not hack it. I do not want her in a firefight. She's going to get people killed. And then, so now I'm now in front of the commandant because I disrespected an instructor because I told the instructor off. And now I'm potentially getting kicked out of the course for telling off an instructor. And when I told everything, you know, the commandant asked me, do you want to rewrite your peer eval? I said, no. She came off the commandant's list. I came off the commandant's list. That was the end of it.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, another thing I saw this week, because I want to touch on this whole thing, dude, because obviously there are double standards within the military, right? It happens. They want to be equal for everyone, but it fucking happens. I saw a story during the week where this guy, he was not on duty. Like he was able to leave base for the night or whatever. He's done for the day and he's on the drinks with this girl. Went back to this girl's place and she made him a drink. He took 3 or 4 sips and was feeling fucking dozy as shit. Ended up passing out. And he made it back like 6 hours late for formation, sort of thing. And he got written up. And he'd woken up, unfortunately, like with a just rash on his cock, like he'd just been hit with sandpaper, you know. And his CEO's like, "Where the fuck have you been?" He goes, "Look, man, I went out last night. I had one drink. I'm pretty sure I was roofied and I've been raped." And his CEO went, "You're full of shit. Like, what other excuses do you fucking have, mate?" And he goes, "No, that's what happened. I went to a woman's house, I was roofied, and I was raped. Now, that's why I'm late. I only just came to an hour ago. I got here as soon as I could." Instead of him being believed, he got hauled off and got written up, court-martialed. Mm-hmm. Now, the argument that I was first having with Christine during the week, and this is why I ended up in the doghouse, was she was saying she'd feel safer with a bear than a man because of the amount of sexual assaults that happen in nightclubs and here and there, and this can happen and that can happen. And I went, "Well, wait, do you know how many times I've been sexually assaulted and it's been laughed off? It's fucking ridiculous. Nobody takes it fucking seriously." But men don't have that option to be able to open up and go, "Hey, look, this is what fucking happened. I've been violated. I've had trauma happen. Can someone take me seriously?" There's nothing there. I said, and so it's not even just the deaths, female deaths caused by DV, but then you've got guys who can't talk about shit and they're killing themselves. Like, what about that? You know, and so again, it's equality until it's inconvenient. You know what I mean? It's not on their terms.
And just to go with the other side too, it's just like, if I'm one dude who wants to be a cosmetologist, right? Like, I want to get in fucking hair and I'm doing shit at my job, but I know that I can get over on it. Be like, "Oh, the only reason you're not giving me the job is because I'm a guy." I'm going to use that to my fucking advantage if I'm a piece of shit. Right.
Wait a minute. You said you were going to be a cosmetologist. Dude, you ain't got no hair.
No, that's why. I keep the shit waxed.
You said, I'm going to get in the hair, man. Hey, you need to have hair first.
That's not true. I didn't even know about it. Hey, look, I know a bunch of trainers who aren't in fucking good shape, but they give really good fucking training advice.
Crystal tells me it all the time. Like when she goes to gymnastics competition, there'll be coaches out there and like you look at Crystal and you're like, damn, you know, she can do gymnastics. You're looking at some of these other coaches and shit. It's like, you can't even waddle down up a flight of stairs without getting out of breath. How are you coaching? Like she tells me about it all the time.
Hey, it's like the old adage, man, fucking teachers teach. Well, is it those can do teach those who, something around. Sorry.
Those who can't teach. So, hey, Judge, what can't you do that you're teaching?
Definitely not my fucking subject, Eric.
And Crystal goes, "I can do both."
I think when people start, and that guy proved it, right? I think when people make these questions, they're not doing it to start a dialogue. They're doing it to be inflammatory.
Oh, dude, the whole fucking internet has blown up on it. I've seen almost every fucking podcast do it, which is why I was almost tempted not even to touch on this, because every fucking podcaster has touched on it. Every content creator has touched on it. Fucking anybody with two lips and a brain has fucking commented on this scenario.
I think the only difference is we're not doing it because we feel like if we don't, we're going to fade off. We just wanted to bring it up because it's fucking ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
also
it's the fear of missing out thing. Like if you sit there and flip through, like, you see everyone doing the trends, like, you know, oh, now they're all dancing to that one song.
They have to. I know my friend Jennings has to do it. Yeah.
You know, everyone's doing it. And that, and again, that's where I think it came down to. You know, it was posed and then everyone jumped on and it's a trend. And they have to do it. They gotta submit it to their feed because they have to be relevant. Otherwise, they feel, you know, they're missing out or they're gonna be looked over or someone's going to scroll flip through their stuff and not even look at their content.
And then I asked Sarah, I told you guys, I called up Sarah, I gave her a scenario. She's like, "That guy." She's like, "I don't want to get killed by a fucking bear." And I was like, "What if the guy?" She's like, "Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't even fucking think about that." So it's not everybody.
No,
and I'm sure trauma plays a part, but like, again, it's like I said, there's a lot missing out of that scenario. Is the guy walking around in a fucking prison jumpsuit? Is does he have hiking gear and like fucking poles and stuff like that? Like, because I think all that stuff makes a difference.
Does he have a hockey mask and a machete?
Yeah, because when you say a guy or a bear, a woman who feels fear or a guy or whoever is automatically going to be like, yes, of course. Yeah. Because they're going to picture in their head the worst possible scenario, not knowing that the bear is ultimately the worst possible scenario. You can ask the guy at the gym the same thing. If you got two women at a gym, one's got fucking sweatpants and a sweatshirt on, and the other one has fucking spandex and her boobs hanging out, which one are you going to go work out by? They'll all be like, the girl with fucking sweats on. Because it's less dangerous for them. So if you're going to do that question, meanwhile, this one was done as a trap and people fell fucking right into it, which blows my fucking mind that they keep doubling down on it. But more than that is like, if you wanted to pose that question, you have to do it the right way by giving a proper scenario.
Yeah, you have to
because, but they don't, because then you don't get shit like this, which is clogging up your fucking news feed instead of dealing with actual real things. All people did was use this as an opportunity to fight. And I guarantee at least 60% of them did not feel the way they put down. They just went with the fucking douchebag echo chamber, just right with the fucking flush, dude. And they're just like, I want to be a part of it. I don't care if it makes me look bad. I want to be a part of it.
But that's kind of like what I said to you this week. And I mean, I'm glad you look at you. You always bring me back down to the ground, like with a different perspective. But I was like, it pisses me off when an internet trend starts fucking affecting my marriage, my relationship. And you're like, no, it's not. The trend is the fact that you've taken the bait, dude, and you're like fucking running with it and whatnot. But I mean, how many people or how many fucking relationships have like fallen out because of this or had
over the past week? I guarantee a lot of them, because the women are way too mad and the guys are way too defensive.
Right now, it's 2/3 of the population, because both Rob and I were in the doghouse over it. You walked away scot-free.
Because in a lot of situations, the one side does not want to hear the reality. They just want you to fucking agree. They want you to agree, because if you don't, they feel like we're not seeing eye to eye. No, man, I just ask questions. And I said it, and I'll say it again to everybody who posed this. If this caused an issue in your relationship, the question wasn't the issue. There's something else going on.
No,
because there's no right answer in this. The only right answer is, did you answer it exactly how your significant other wanted you to answer it? And if that's not the case and a conversation did not happen, really? Well, why? If that didn't happen, then they never wanted to hear your fucking opinion anyway. They wanted to hear their opinion reflected back so they could be like, see, I was right. It's not about being right. I say it all the time. You can't win a conversation. If you're winning a conversation, you're fucking doing it incorrectly.
Yeah, but the amount of, like, and I will say this, the amount of memes, the amount of stitches, the amount of just lashback that has come from
visceral,
it.
I know.
It's been just, I mean, I'm just sitting back watching the world burn at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Like the intro to this show sums it up perfectly, where we usually have one thing for this show. We don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to have 50 other things come from that one thing. And this episode is perfect example of that. We've been going pretty strong. We got to wrap this up.
We got to do the safety brief, right? And end it.
Oh God. Wait. I did get awesome breakup stories. Remember I put the thing up?
Yes.
I got really good ones. So next week we got to highlight those people, because one of the ones I got was fucking hilarious, dude. Like it's G shit. It's my friend Anthony. He gave me a breakup story on a first date that had me doing a standing ovation. That's how fucking good it was. It was the most G shit I've ever fucking heard before. So I'm still taking those, because then we'll do them next week. Hunter would like me to show you his drawing.
Yo!
Get out. Seriously?
Yeah, man. It's from a video game.
That is awesome.
And then he composed a song for the character. So like made up a song and wrote out the sheet music and stuff like that for the character. I was like,
hey, can that be our intro?
Dude, he's so much. Oh, yeah, dude, he's so much cooler than I am. It's awesome. Like, it's just like, dude, I'm sorry. When your kids are cooler than you in terms of like, you know, they're going to grow up to be awesome. Like, you know, you did something right. where it's just like, yeah, he could be just like me, but he's going to be better.
Why they're cooler than us now is because they've got all the resources for it. What did we have growing up? We had plumbing supplies that we put foam on to beat the shit out of each other with, dude.
That's true.
It. That's all we had. They got all this other stuff. Now they got fucking AI.
Yeah.
Dude, we didn't have AI. We had the freaking thing we pull and it turns and says the cow goes moo.
No, wait, hold on. So he came out of his room because I was like, don't worry, next week we're going to talk about dicks and balls. Comes out of his room, he goes, I heard that. I feel like I just got in trouble with my mom.
Rob, before we wrap this up, man, finish us up with a safety brief.
All right. Before I cut into the safety brief, let's go ahead and finish this off. We'll do this with a serious one. All right. If you do know anyone or you yourself are in a shitty situation, there are resources out there. Reach out to us. Reach out to, you know, your friends, your family, whoever it is. People will help you. All right. Doesn't matter who you are or how fucked up you think the world is or how shitty you think it is. There are people out there that will help you. I've heard the stories countless times that, you know, there are people that have gone out of their way to get people out of messed up situations. So the resources are there. People will help. You're not alone in that. Now, on to the safety brief. All right, guys, it's, you know, brunch tomorrow. Awesome things. There's countless things. You got those omelets. You got the fruit. You got the little sausages. You got the bacon. All right. Stay away from the beans and toast. Okay. Stay away from the beans and toast because you don't like soggy bread with beans. I don't know who came up and thought it was a great idea for a breakfast to go, hey, let's have beans and toast on brunch. Or even better, let's have tin spaghetti on toast. I mean, come on. Let's have a can of Chef Boyardee raviolis, put on toast, and let's toss it in the microwave and nuke it up. And, hey, guys, that's brunch. Let's put it on top of the little Sterno heaters and the little styrofoam or the little aluminum dishes, bubbling and nasty and wax looking. And we're just going to slap that on a piece of sourdough bread and say, hey, guess what? There's brunch for you, people. No, you know what? Go to a good place. Go get your lobster egg rolls. Go get your ceviche. And guess what? Make sure you have that Bloody Mary or that mimosa. Or, you know, yeah, you got to have that mimosa. But, man, beans and toast, I don't know what's wrong. Look, I got to give you a psychological evaluation. If you're going to eat beans and toast.
Look, and he's right. If you look, and seriously, if you need help, reach out. And if you have a friend that eats fucking beans on bread in the morning,
we definitely are going to reach out and get you that help.
You need help, and we're here to help you. Friends don't let friends eat baked beans for brunch.
I don't want your fucking help. I'm happy with my beans.
Guys, honestly, we love you. Please don't fucking yell at people. Please, guys, treat people with respect.
Just like, be look, nice.
I don't have to tell people that. Because normal people do. But hey, look, your science drop for the fucking week and your Can We Stop, right, is stop lumping everyone into one fucking category. You don't like it when they do it to you. Please don't do it to anybody else and act like you're a part of some fucking wave because you're just a dope. Please don't do that. And don't then ask the scenario that you know is going to be inflammatory to your fucking loved one and then get mad if they have a difference of opinion or they want to ask a question. Let's do that.
Absolutely.
From now on.
And then not eat beans and toast.
And don't eat beans and toast.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap this one up for this week. Please make sure you hit that follow button because we'd love to have followers on the podcast. We'd love for you to send us some love. Just send us a little bit of love. Show us.
I think we're at 25 reviews, too.
We're doing
on Spotify, at least. Yeah.
Is that one lady still leaving the long reviews about not having an agenda?
Oh, that was all on Threads. That was on Threads. So that was fun. That's not on the podcast. Threads,
another way for people to fucking seem like they're
important. That's it. Anyway, guys, we're out of here. We love you, and we hope you love us.
Peace.
Peace.
Franks and beans.
Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the podcast as well on social media at Not So Secret Dad's Business or on our website, notsosecretdadsbusiness.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review the show. It helps more than you realize.